Good morning, everybody. Was that a major bulletin to announce before we get with the Weber Show this morning? Was that a UFO up in the sky? No, it was rain. A little bit of rain this morning. Can you believe it? We're in a drought situation in the Finger Lakes, and they're saying we might get a little rain the rest of the day, maybe a thunderstorm. I'm going to go try play golf. Hope I don't get electrocuted. Good morning, everybody. It's the Dog with you on the 18th of July, 2016, for another edition of Weber This Week. Today, we bring in a friend of mine who I had on my show a couple of years ago, and Dr. Kingsley Kabari, the owner of the Maximum Fitness Center in good old Waterloo, New York. Kingsley, good morning to you.
Good morning.
It's good to see you. And a couple of years ago, I always have a pretty good memory. I remember talking to Kingsley about his chiropractic work. He went to NYCC, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to get him to talk a little bit about his background in a minute or so. But one of his goals back in 2 years ago was someday to own a fitness center. And that happened in February this year. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
And the gentleman that owned it, a good friend of mine, Ron Talomi, had been the owner there for many years.
About 30 years.
30 years. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about, for the viewers that may not know you and may not have been to your center yet, hopefully after watching the show they'll check you out. Talk a little bit about your background, your schooling, and how you got involved. And you have a lot just more than chiropractic work involved in what you do. Talk a little bit about
that.
Yes,
true.
Go ahead.
Well, my background is I came here at the age of 15. As a political refugee, which means, you know, my family and I had to leave Nigeria due to our persecution.
Right.
So we came here, started high school, you know, which was, kind of rough because, again, we didn't speak the language.
Right.
There was no proper education. So after high school, went to college, you know, graduated from college, moved to Georgia, started working as a personal trainer. And after Georgia, while I was in Georgia, you know, I gained interest in becoming a chiropractor. I applied to NYCC, and they accepted my application. I started a program. I graduated December of 2014. As of January of 2015, I opened my practice here in Waterloo.
Okay.
And initially, I was going to move to Virginia to mm-hmm. open my practice there because it was a bigger community for me at the point. Mm-hmm. But being here in upstate New York, you know, me starting to work as a trainer here since I began the program, I've met great people
right.
who have become friends,
sure.
became family. You know, it's like, you know, everybody's a family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it wasn't an easy decision to leave, so I decided to stay and open my chiropractic with the goal of maybe one day trying to open up a gym and also have an integrated, mm-hmm. like a wellness integrated center where someone can come for chiropractic, they can
right.
come for physical therapy, they can come for massage, acupuncture, you know, Chinese medicine like herbs and all that. So we've come a long way, and this is great.
Yeah, it is, and you had talked about owning your own fitness center. Talk a little bit about the background of deciding to make a play to buy the fitness center. Was that a decision you had pondered for some time, or was that something that you had given thought to about Ronnie had been doing this a long time, Ron Talomi,
mm-hmm.
who many people know,
mm-hmm.
did a great job. What led you into the idea of buying it as far as taking it over?
Well, taking over Maximum Fitness was never in the plan.
Okay.
Yeah. Having my chiropractic there and doing between the fitness training and the chiropractic was what I was doing at the moment. But the goal was eventually when I can afford it.
Sure.
To have a fitness center and have my chiropractic, you know, office inside the fitness center. And everything in life is about timing.
Mm-hmm.
So, Ron and I were talking one day, because, you know, we do sit down and talk like father and son.
Sure, right.
And we were talking one day, and he asked me, do you want to buy a gym? I said, Ron, sure. He asked me, are you sure? I said, yeah, I want to buy a gym. He said, you sure you can do it? I said, of course.
Yeah.
You know? So at first I thought it was a joke, because Ron loves that place.
Oh, yeah.
He put in his whole life into
sure.
that place.
Right.
So I thought maybe he was joking. Then he came back to me again and said, yeah, I want to sell a gym. I said, okay, let's talk about the numbers.
Sure.
till we started. So it kind of, you know, came at a time where I least expected it, but something I always wanted to do.
Right.
So everything just kind of fall into place. Then we started paperwork. We called our lawyers, and they work out the details. And February 1st of this year, we signed the papers, and I became the new owner of Maximum Fitness.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of Maximum Fitness, Jimmy, you sent some slides, some pictures, and what maybe we could bring up and tell us what we're looking at here.
Well, that is one of my favorite quote that I use with my either my patient or my client or anyone that I come in contact with when I'm talking about health and wellness. And the quote says, you know, you were born small and weak, you will die small and weak. How you look and feel in between is up to you, which, you know, I consider to be very true.
Right.
Because you are in charge of your health.
Right.
And you control what goes in your mouth and what you put in your body, and you have the power to do so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's another shot.
Yeah, that is the activity room. Initially, this room was much smaller than what it is right now, what you can see. And when I took over, the first thing that I did was I knocked down the wall. That was, if you see where, that color actually is lay flower color. Mm-hmm. That looks kind of a light orange. And if you see where the color begins, that's where the old wall used to be.
Okay.
So we knocked down that wall, added an extension to make the room bigger. That room used to use, they used to use that room just for spinning classes and, between spinning and Zumba. But now the room is so much bigger. And then we rename it the activity room, where we do spinning, we do boot camp, we do yoga, and we do other classes.
Mm.
And what you're looking at right there is the entry into the gym.
Okay.
And we have the stretching area. See someone there stretching, and some of our machines, and the word Maximum Fitness on the right side.
Mm.
And those are all new equipment. Part of the renovation that I did when I took over the gym was I bought new equipment.
Very nice.
And because we're trying to expand and have something for everybody. We also put an indoor turf. So those who are, you know, when we have like high school athletes come in and they are doing sports-specific training, especially the football players, you know, we have them push the sled. We have them do other sports-specific training on the turf. And with the weather here, you know, being as unpredictable as it can be,
right?
Yeah, they can do what they cannot do outside due to the weather. They can still do it, but they do it on the inside.
Now, you were mentioning before we went on the air, Dr. Kingsley Kabari, my special guest, the most recent buyer of the Maximum Fitness in the Kingdom Plaza, taking over for a good friend, Ron Talomi, who'd been involved in that business for over 3 decades. Maybe longer, I'm not so sure. I see Ronnie once in a while on the golf course trying to do what I do, trying to hit that white ball. But you mentioned that your memberships have increased and you're doing quite well. For our viewers, give our viewers a little idea of expense as far as somebody coming off the street watching this morning that'd like to come into your center.
Mm-hmm.
Are there basic packages they can buy or different come in for one or two visits? And do you charge so much for that? How does that all work out?
Well, we have different memberships.
Okay.
We get membership for high school students or students in general, those who are in college, those who come home during school break, you know, which is about $25 a month for seniors, anyone the age of 65 or older, high school kids and college students. So that's $25 a month.
$25?
A month. Yes, $25 a month.
Okay.
And for the general public,
you
know, for single membership, it's about $30
a month. $30 a month.
With a year of a contract agreement.
Okay.
Then for those who don't want to commit to a year, they could do 6 month membership, which again is $30 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And for those who just want a 3 month commitment of membership, we just do $105 for the 3 months. And so that's what we have. Our daily rate, let's say someone want to come in and try the gym, it's about $8.
Mm-hmm.
And if they like the gym, they want to sign up for membership, we just apply the daily fee that they paid towards their first month membership.
Mm.
We don't have any sign up fee.
Okay.
You know, and the other gym do have sign up fee where you know, pay this fee so they can lock into that price.
Sure.
We don't do that. We just try to make it as affordable. I just pay your first month if you have a doing a contract, just your first month fee, and we bill you a month afterward.
Now, as far as people that come in and mm-hmm. seeing you and knowing what your background is, your talents and so forth, your expertise, mm-hmm. Obviously they would want to get one-on-one with you to help them.
Yes.
Are you available to give that aid, or is that additional charge, or how does that all work out?
Well, we there's two ways we do it. When we have a new member
okay.
who is not familiar with how to use the gym
okay.
or use any other equipment,
right?
We, you know, because it's about safety first.
Sure.
And when you come there, I want to make sure that you're getting something out of what you were doing.
Exactly.
Because to us, you know, every single member is very important to us.
Sure.
So you could sign up for a free tutorial where we show you how to use all the equipment. And you could sign up as many times as you want, because we want you to be able to use the equipment at your own pace and you know what you're doing without, you know, trying to guess, because you don't want to guess when it comes to when it comes to doing any kind of strength training. So we have that. And for someone who have a specific goal,
right.
let's say your goal is to lose 20 pounds, you have to, if you get some help, the chance of reaching that goal is very likely.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to, that is an additional fee
okay.
That you will pay. But actually right now we're running a 20% discount for anyone who choose to sign up for our personal training program. And we have about, I have about five trainers that are working at Maximum Fitness now.
Okay.
Five trainers, they're certified, they know what they're doing. We just had one join us about 3 weeks ago. She has a master in health and human performance, also certified. She's done a lot of research and she's very good. So she just joined us and the team is growing.
You got the names of the trainers on the top of your head? They work for you?
Oh, I do.
Why don't you go ahead and give them a shout out?
Well, we have Daryl.
Daryl?
Who is a chiropractic student.
Okay.
Then we have Tara Martoni. We have Kelly Jordan. We have Chrissy. Myself, I also do personal training. And those who are interested in doing, you know, bodybuilding competition, we have Phil Hernard from Geneva, who was a former Mr. USA in bodybuilding. His expertise on that.
Wow.
You know, so I, those who are interested in doing bodybuilding, you know, I send them to him. But we just, the other trainers are more about health, helping people lose, you know, lose weight, reach their goal, and so forth.
Well, the good news is Dr. Kingsley Kabari is with me this morning, and it just got through saying he's not bringing people off the street from Tops to join his center. He might have some experience and know what they're doing.
Yes, yes.
Because, again, I know the biggest concern you would have, and everybody who's in that business, is to be sure safety first.
Yes.
And, well, it sounds like you've got it on track, and it sounds like if anyone's checking us out right now, and we hope that you are, this is the dog with you on a Monday, a little rain coming in maybe later, maybe a storm. Be careful of that. So let's get hot at the end of the week, and we should have some fun with the weather, because, again, they're talking like 90s by the end of the week again. So I'm looking forward to it. By the way, before I get back to Dr. Kingsley Kabari, I want to send out a happy birthday to my nephew, Josh Dockstader, who worked out in Arizona, Geneva boy. He's got two sons now, beautiful wife, Katie, and they're in Green Bay, around Green Bay, Wisconsin. He is the general manager, head pro. He does it all. And they're going to have, I believe, a pro tournament coming up out there. And I think it's got to be an LPGA event. Now I think it might happen maybe next year, 2017. And that's the Green Bay Packer course. And I can't think of the name of it right now. But Josh has done very well for himself. And I can tell you his age, he turns 34 today. So happy birthday to Josh. And hopefully they're checking us out over in Wisconsin this morning on the Weber Show. Well, we're looking at the clock. It's almost quarter of. It's time for us to pay homage to sponsors, and we are so happy and so thrilled to have as many as we have for this show, and let's roll them. Cayuga Lake National Bank. Visit Bill Ryan and his team for all of your banking needs. Offices in Union Springs and Aurora, a fine sponsor of this show for over 30 years. DA Liquor on Bridge Street in Seneca Falls. Amy Padula and her team will find the right spirit for you every time. When you stop in, tell Amy the dog sent you. Steve Wadhams and Wadhams Enterprises, your local employer of choice. Proud supporter of Weber This Week and local athletics. fill out an application at wadhams.com. The Gould Hotel welcomes you to come out and enjoy the revitalization of this historic downtown Seneca Falls landmark. Every Wednesday is Ladies' Night with special price drinks and half-priced appetizers. Learn more at thegouldhotel.com. The Omen Theater on William Street in Lyons. See what's playing this week at omentheater.com. Located off New York State Thruway Exit 41, the McGee Diner has earned their reputation as a popular family restaurant, serving country fresh home-cooked meals daily. Stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and check out their menu at mcgeediner.com. Live, laugh, and eat well. It's the Italian way. It's also the Cicino's way. It's time to get connected. Cicino's is now offering online web ordering. Located on Main Street in Waterloo, 401 Exchange Street in Geneva. Place your order today at cicinos.com. Del Lago Resort and Casino will feature a luxurious 205-room hotel, several restaurants ranging from casual to fine dining, and a 2,500-capacity entertainment venue called The Vine. The casino will have 2,000 slot machines, 75 table games, and 10 poker tables. Visit www.dellagoresort.com. Seneca Metals is an award-winning company that has earned a reputation of going above and beyond to protect the environment and support their community. As an EPA inspector once said, their operation is head and shoulders above the rest. The Seneca Falls Country Club, awesome 18-hole layout, open to the public and a 12-month payment plan for members. Check out SenecaFallsCountryClub.com. And the Newark Pilots of the Perfect Game Collegiate Baseball League, a minor league team with a major league ballpark. Season ticket packages available at NewarkPilots.com. And the Wilson Press in Seneca Falls. My good pal Rich Rickey and his team can handle all of your printing and mailing needs. Visit them online at WPress.com. Rich Rickey and Wilson Press, a fine sponsor of Weber This Week.
Yes, we're back. This is the Dog with you, Weber This Week, on a little rainy on a Monday morning, the 18th of July. Hope you're having a good day. Hope you had a good weekend. And again, Dr. Kingsley Kabari, the new owner of the Maximum Fitness up in the Kingdom Plaza in Waterloo, is my special guest. We'll get back to him in a couple of minutes. But first, we always try to give a couple sports notes talking about different issues. If you're a Yankee fan, folks, I know that you are. They won last night 3-1. Tanaka pitched a good game. But I got to tell you something. They are sad looking. I mean, they really are. I hate to say it. I don't know why they keep Michael Pineda. I mean, that guy can't get Jim Senecropi out. I'm sorry. He just can't. I mean, he's throwing these hanging curves and they're hitting it about 450 feet in the stands. Why can't they just demote him and get him off the roster? You look at the sadness of A-Rod, $24 million. That's more than Dr. Kabari makes a year. A-Rod is batting about 199. I don't know what he's batting, but he's getting paid $24 million, guaranteed. Isn't America great? Huh? And next year, he's got another $24 million. I can't believe the Steinbrenner family hasn't just sat down and wrote a check for $48 million and sent him gone. Teixeira's having a miserable year. I know he's been hurt, but he's getting $18 million. You look at that team, and they're one game under 500. I'm sorry, folks. If you got a Yankee shirt, Yankee cap, Yankee socks, Yankee underwear, Yankee anything, take it out back. Be sure you can burn stuff at your home and just burn it because you got no shot. I give them a zero chance, and I know Jim is going to take this and keep it, zero chance of making the playoffs, okay? That Jimmy, make a note of that. Zero. You know what that is? Goose egg. I got no chance of them making the playoffs. And all that money and that payroll, by the way, is top three, top four in the Major League Baseball spectrum. It's a joke. So, I'm bad-mouthing the Yankees because they are really horrible. Hey, let's talk about the Open Championship. Jimmy, it was great. I didn't get a chance to see it. I was golfing. I know that Stenson deserved to win. It was a great battle. I hear it. I didn't see it. And I'm arguing with Jimmy about I don't like majors that finish at 20 under. But Jimmy has a good point because it was 20, 17, then 6. So if we got Stenson and Mickelson out of the tournament, it would have been a great event, right, Jim, to watch?
It was great to watch, as it was. Okay. That was one of the best one-on-one battles I've seen in my history of watching golf. Those two guys going at it, and Stenson made 10 birdies.
Yep.
He made two bogeys, too.
Amazing.
If he didn't bogey those two holes, he would have shot a 61.
Yeah, I've made this comment on this show many times. I love even par, 3-under, 4-under for a 72-hole.
That was the rest of the field, though.
Yeah, I know. And by the way, speaking of golf, I got to tell you, Tale of Two Cities, Lydia Ko won again at the marathon over the weekend for the ladies. Phenomenal player, young, multimillionaire, number one in the world. Young girl, never shows emotion, smiles. Even when she double bogeys a hole, big smile on her face going the next tee.
She's also
She's
also much shorter off the tee than anybody on the LPGA Tour, but she still dominates.
Yeah.
So it just goes to show that it's not all about distance.
And then you got the other Tale of Two Cities, Rory McIlroy, who finished at 4-1, had a good round yesterday, but on Saturday, I believe, he tried to reach the 16th hole, hit a 3-wood, and pushed it right. And Dr. Gabari didn't see it, I'm sure, but he got upset with himself. I've been there, and he just took the 3-wood and just boom. And off went the head, and the shaft went one way, the head went the other way. And the commentator did have a comment. They have trailers for all the various clubs that go to these tournaments, including over in Scotland. So Titleist, TaylorMade, they're all there. And the commentator said, thank God the trailers didn't leave yet, because obviously got to fix the club. But he slammed that thing down. The head went flying, the shaft went down. Has Weber done that? Yes. Has Weber thrown a set of clubs in the water? Yes. But I don't have millions of people that idolize me. Rory McIlroy has millions of young kids that idolize that kid. And that, to me, was not a good thing. Because little kids around the world are going to see him doing that in disgust and anger, and they're going to think it's okay to do that as well. So boo to Rory on that move. Hey, by the way, let's talk about Newark baseball in Geneva, and I'll get back to Dr. Gabari. Newark, you know, the season's winding down, only a couple weeks to go. At Newark this week, we got some games scheduled tonight. They're taking on Saugerty Stallions. That'll be at home at Coburn Park in Newark. That's tonight. Tomorrow night, they entertain Utica Blue Sox. And, of course, on Thursday, they entertain the Syracuse Salt Cats. And then on Saturday, they got those Geneva Red Wings coming into town, their first year in the Perfect Game Baseball League. As far as Geneva goes, they're having a tough year, first year in, and they're just, I think 17, 18 out of first place. Been a very tough year. Tonight, they have Elmira at home. Then Friday, they take on Victor at home in Geneva, McDonough Park. And then next Sunday, they take on the Albany Dutchman. Again, only a couple weeks, the season ends at the end of July. So we urge you to get out to McDonough Park in Geneva to check out the Geneva Red Wings, even though they're having a real tough year. And again, my favorite park is the Coburn Park over in Newark. Well, back to Dr. Gabari. Thank you for allowing us to give a couple of sports updates. Talk a little bit about senior citizens, something that Jim pointed out during our commercial scroll, that it's important to you to maybe get them out and engage them to keep their health as they age, like yours truly.
Mm-hmm. One of the main focus of Maximum Fitness, and I just had a meeting with all my trainers the other day, and we talked about it, is when you look at the way fitness is heading right now, there's a big gap between the younger generation and the older generation. And the gap is, when you're looking at commercials, anything that has to do with health and wellness, they cater towards the younger generation, and they kind of push away the older generation. So we are trying to bridge that gap. And by doing that is, we make sure that all our trainers are qualified, they're knowledgeable, and they're passionate about health and wellness, and they also can work with the older generation. We are working with Excellus, Blue Club Blue Shield Excellus, part of their Silver Fit program, to where they will actually, it depends on what kind of insurance you got, you know, they will pay for the gym membership of any seniors that have that insurance, I actually come to my gym. Mm-hmm. So we already finished the paperwork and everything. They should be processing this week or next.
It's free.
It's free. They pay for their membership.
Yeah.
So which is good. You know, I mean, I call them every day to make sure that we get this going, because we have to really get to our seniors and get them in there. And it's very important that we get them moving. I have actually changed the name on my chiropractic office to functional medicine.
Mm.
And the reason why I did that is, you know, with thousands of patients that I have had since I've opened my practice, one of the main issues to their discomfort is lack of functioning. Mm. You don't move well, poor biomechanics, bad posture.
Mm.
And I mean, the list goes on. And we've been able to help a lot of seniors or anybody in general who may have hip pain, back pain, you know, neck pain, just by helping to correct their posture, you know, between doing soft tissue work, between chiropractic work, align them and putting them in proper alignment. Now we also have a massage therapist that work inside Maximum Fitness. And she's, her name is Liz Nierpass. She's great. People love her. I mean, she's like Buck, you know.
That's great.
She's doing good with that. And a lot of senior citizens are actually taking advantage of it, because when they come and they feel better, they move better, it's awesome. So between the fitness aspect of it and between the chiropractic part and them using the massage therapist, they move better. So change to functional medicine out of Maximum Fitness. Another program that is really doing well now, because we also noticed that a lot of kids don't get much of exercise. You know, they stay home, play video games.
And sure.
They don't get active. So we started a kid boot camp inside Maximum Fitness, part of the program that we run. And it's actually very highly popular. And we have an instructor who works just with kids. She loves kids. Kid loves her. She's teaching the class. And the turnout is great. So we're also trying to get kids, you know, between the age of 5 and 13 into these classes. And they get to interact, we get to exercise, they feel better. So we got nothing but a good result from adding those two classes to what we got going on.
I got to think, though, you know, you being in Dr. Kingsley Kabari, has been nice enough to join us this morning. We had him on the show a couple of years ago, and one of his goals was to own a fitness center, and it happened this past February, buying out Ron Talomi, Maximum Fitness,
Maximum Fitness,
Kingdom Plaza in Waterloo, and one of his major goals was someday to buy a gymnasium or gym and a fitness center, and he just did that as of February of this year. I guess you probably see a lot of young kids, I guess, on TV or whatever, eating those double, triple Big Macs and the 32-ounce worth of Coke and Pepsi, and you got to be scratch your head wondering, you know, is that still a concern in your mind as far as young people today still overdoing the McDonald's and the Burger Kings, et cetera, et cetera? Mm-hmm. Is that something? I know they're not going to go away. They're still in business. I know they have revamped their menus somewhat, but you could still get a Big Mac and a big order of French fries, and I know you probably pass out when you hear that, because that's not something that you would recommend.
No.
And tell our viewers why, in your mind, because of that cholesterol and the protein, the fatness of that, et cetera, et cetera, right?
So well,
that type of food consistently.
Yes, more than ever.
Right.
We see a very high rise in young kid with diabetes.
Okay.
Very high rise in kids, like, you know, young adult in the 20s, in the 30s, getting heart attack.
Okay.
You know, all these issues that is, and if you trace it, you trace it back to poor diet. And a good number of young people in this country are overweight, and that's a serious issue.
Right.
So my fear is we are going to have a population of disabled, unhealthy, sickling young adults, you know, that can't even take care of the older generation.
Right.
So it's something that we all have to work together and trying to come back to reverse that from happening, because the trend is keep going up, and lack of exercise, poor diet, you know, is the worst, you know, thing you can do, and them not doing much is not helping.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't let you go without asking your opinion on the upcoming presidential election. Mm-hmm. We are going to have an election in a few months, believe it or not.
Yes.
Most Americans are not too sure which lever they're going to pull down.
Yes.
What's your gut feeling? You have a favorite of those two, Hillary or Donald Trump? Is there anybody that you care about, or are you leaning toward anyone? Or
well, I'm leaning towards one person, and I hope my clients and patients and family here don't get mad at me for doing that. But based on my experience in life and sure. what I see, and I lean towards one person.
Yep.
And I
can you tell us if it's a female or a male?
I think it's a male.
Okay.
It's a male.
Okay.
And the reason why I'm leaning towards that, I see that a lot of poor choices have been made.
Right.
That made the world less safe.
Okay.
And those has to be reversed. Mm. Yes.
Very interesting. Okay, yeah. Well, I'm kind of pulling for the other candidate because I think between you, me, and Jimmy and everybody else checking us out this morning, I think I'll be 72, God willing, next April, so I'm 71 and a half-ish. I've seen a lot of men sit in the Oval Office and screw up this country big time. I think it's time for a woman to take a shot at it. I'm serious. And I know she's got baggage, okay? I get it. Don't give me the sermon that she's not trustworthy. Jimmy's ready to pass out as my director and owner of this place. I get it. She's got issues. I totally understand that. 58% of America doesn't think she's trustworthy. I get it. But let me tell you something, the one that Mr. Kabari's kind of leaning towards got some issues, too.
We all do. I got issues, too.
So, you know, my philosophy is we have had men in that office forever. And I think it's time, and I know I'm sucking up to the women that are watching me this morning, I think it's time for a lady to take the Oval Office and see what she can do.
But it's not a gender issue. Shouldn't be a gender issue.
No, it shouldn't be.
Shouldn't be.
But we are living in Seneca.
Who's qualified?
Yeah, we are living in Seneca Falls, though, the home of women's rights.
Yes.
What a beautiful thing it would be since she's inducted into the Hall of Fame here.
Yes.
So, hey, by the way, speaking of politics, I would be remiss big time. Our friend Bob Heisen is a delegate for the Trump campaign. He is in Cleveland, and he'll be there all week. Oh, I bet that's a good sight, seeing him at that convention, huh, Jim? Oh, boy. Oh, he's going to be something. And I can't wait to see the film tonight at the convention center. There'll be the place will be packed. There'll be all these boring four-minute speeches, and there'll be 10,000 protesters outside. And, boy, you talk about security. Oh, pretty amazing. Well, listen, we appreciate you taking time out. We wish you nothing but the best, Dr. Kabari, and we hope to get you back in here in a little while down the road. How's that?
Thank you very much.
Well, it's always good having you on the Weber Show. So Dr. Kingsley Kabari, the new owner of Maximum Fitness, located on the Kingdom Plaza here in Waterloo. And check him out and tell him you saw it on the Dog Show. I'm sure he'll pass this video around, too, to make sure that we get the word out as well. Well, let's give you a quick update on upcoming guests. Again, I won't be here. Jimmy's going to surprise us either with a guest or something next Monday. But again, on August the 1st, we will have leading up to Del Lago, lots of things happening. Again, folks, I was out there last week. It's getting really fabulous, that casino portion. Oh, some of the stuff's going up on the ceiling. It looks beautiful. Jimmy Wilmot, Tom Wilmot Jr., and Paul Wilmot, who I've never met, will be here. The three sons, we're calling it. My three sons, the Wilmot sons, will be here August the 1st. And then we're working on some other guests. On August 15th, a young girl, Emily Testa, was given to me by a young lady out at Seneca Metals, Marcy Neumeyer, who said they went to a winery and her dad were entertaining. He plays instruments and she sings ukulele and she also sings. She will be here with her mother. Her mom probably will be off screen, but her name is Emily Testa, I believe. She'll be in. We might even get her to sing a little bit here on the 15th of August. That's a special guest. And we're working on other guests. And the other big show as well, we're working on the director of OTB for Western New York, Sean Chiano. We're working on him to come in. We had the ladies last week. That was a great show. I had a lot of comments on that. But the final comment I'll make about upcoming guests, the 29th, the last Monday of August,
And you can't get these any bigger than these two guys. Jeff Babinski was on 3 months ago, the vice president and general manager of the casino, the hotel, and the entertainment center. Jeff Babinski will return, but he's going to bring somebody with him. The vice president of human resources just hired a little while ago. Jerry Moran will be in here with Jeff Babinski on the 29th of August. And a whole lot more coming up. So, speaking for about Dr. Kingsley Kabari, thanks again, sir.
Thank you.
And for Jimmy Senecrobe, this is the dog. I'll catch you in a couple of weeks. Enjoy the week, everybody, and get that air conditioner close to your head.